Scott Glenn. Can you tell me a little bit about how it was in the early 60s raising children and living in the Gallon area?
Well, it was not as hard living in the Gallon area and raising children as it would have been in a more metropolitan area. Although we did worry about the drugs, we did worry about the driving, because at that time the teenagers were getting their own cars, which was about the first group of children that had their own cars at 16 and such. Naturally, we worried about the drunk drivers, which we will, I guess, as long as there's automobiles now. But it was easy with my two children. They were good kids, and we didn't have a big drug problem in Gallon, although there was a few marijuana patches growing around, which got raided. But I think that happened all over in the early 70s, especially in the rural areas of the South, because it was becoming more predominantly known all over the country. But I think that it was getting to the South, which I always said we get at things, even hairstyles, a little later than they do in other areas that I have traveled in. But overall, we had a pretty good group of kids. We didn't have too many that went off to jail or
ended up in prison.
And I guess in my graduating class, we only had one that ended up in prison and later died, which was heartbreaking for our area, but during that time in the 50s. But I'd say that overall any of us have a lot of money, but we had a pretty easy time of raising our kids in the 70s, 60s and 70s compared to a lot of areas of which I have relatives now that I have talked to. I think that I can say that I am happy that I raised my children in this kind of setting.
Did your children go to school around Gallon, or did they have to drive to Etowah?
My son started the first year at Gallon Elementary, and after that year, I had already decided that I would send him to Ivy, where we had one grade per teacher. He was in first grade, couldn't read, but he could do third grade math, because that was his interest, because there were three grades per room. I decided to send him to Ivy the next year. We had a lot of parents that just got real, real angry when we had a meeting about this, and thought we were just terrible, terrible parents for wanting to send our children this 9 miles plus a few when they had to go the back road on the bus. But I thought the child's education was more important than how far he traveled to school. So they did consolidate our school at the end of my son's first year in school. So they went to Ivy, which was about 9-10 miles from our house, and then they both went on to Etowah and graduated there, one in 73 and one in 76. The one that graduated in 73 joined the Navy and left the week after he graduated and went into the Navy. The Vietnam War was still going, and he went into the Navy, went aboard the John F. Kennedy, and served from Virginia to the Bahamas to the Med, and went in with the intentions that he was going to be a career Navy man. But he came out at the end of 2 years and served the rest of his time in the Navy Reserve. The next one graduated in Etowah in 1976. Started that year to Jacksonville and changed her major. She went into education, changed her major in 19. Well, I don't know, after about the third year, she changed her major to child psychology. Dropped out in 1979, I guess, and went to work in Gadsden. Was married and had a, 2 years later, she had a baby. And then when the baby was 2 months old, she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. The doctor came out and told me that she would not live to see her baby 1 year old. The baby was 2 months at the time. And I'm happy to say that that was 8 years ago, and she is a cancer survivor. She has gone back to Jacksonville, got her degree, and is in elementary education at the time. We're real proud of a success story there with a cancer survivor, which not many people with her diagnosis and the type of cancer she has live to tell. For that, we're real, real thankful and happy that we found it in time and had a success story to brag about.
Well, can you tell me a little bit about you getting remarried then?
I remarried in 1979. I was working at the Baptist Hospital in Gadsden. Married and lived in Gadsden for about 2 years, moved to Southside, and we lived down in Southside just across the Cooper River until 1992, and my husband had retired from Goodyear. We had started to travel, so we decided we had better move to an area that we didn't have to worry about the house, to leave it while we were traveling, and so that we would be near the children, so that we could have someone check on the house, check on the mail, see about things while we were on our extended trip. So we built a small, what we call a retirement home, out on the 20-acre pasture out in Gallant, but it is across the street, road, whatever, from the house that I had built in 1959. So I came back home, and we now travel mostly in the winter. We got a trailer up in North Carolina in Cherokee and the Indian Reservation. We trout fish. We stay up there a lot in the spring and in the summer because we can walk across the road to the trout streams and have very successful fishing in that area. We bass fish and crappie fish on the Coosa River and the Canoe Creek in our area in the spring and sometimes in the fall if we're in this area at that time. We have just been on a 6 week trip into Wyoming, the Grand Tetons on the Snake River, and up into Yellowstone fishing in that area. Next summer we plan on going into the Snake River in Wyoming and on into Montana on a 2 or 3 week fishing trip, trout fishing, camping in that area. But I guess it's like everything else. If you're a golfer and you start golfing, the bug bites you, you can't leave it alone. Well, that's the way we feel about fishing. We catch and release up in that area because we have no facilities with us to preserve the fish, and we just catch and release the trout, and it is a great way that we both enjoy the relaxing. It's a relaxation to us, and it is just something we enjoy in our retirement. We're going to do it until we are too old to travel, too old. And
you can help out in the fall a lot.
We like to stay in the cold months. We like to stay in Las Vegas area. My mother-in-law, be 98 November, and she's living right now in Los Angeles, in the Anaheim, Los Angeles area with my two sister-in-laws. And she was born and raised back here, but she's liking it out there now. We stay out there a lot to stay near her, but I don't like the Los Angeles area. I need my feet on solid ground, even though I do fly a lot. I don't like the shaky ground they have in that area, and the smog and the air out there just smothers me to death.
Totally different from Gallup.
I have a lot of bronchial problems when I'm in that area. I can stay in the Las Vegas area where the low humidity is, and it's wonderful to be out there and have the warm, warm weather and the low humidity, which here in the wintertime we have such severe cold accordingly, but it's our humidity here that affects us so bad. It makes our winters seem so harsh and cold, and if you're arthritic at all, you have problems with that. My husband has a lot of problems with his knees, so he doesn't have any problems at all with it. When we stay in the Las Vegas area, we don't do much gaming in the casinos, even though it's beautiful if you've never seen it, but only so much of that you can take, and you have to get we're nature people. We can't tolerate the city life and the casinos with all the smoke and the fusion and the crowds anymore. It's just unbelievable how that place has grown since we got started spending our winters out there. So I guess 1985.